Hachette Audio presents Inspector of the Dead. Written by David Morrell. Read by Matthew Wolfe. To Greville Lindop and Robert Morrison for guiding my journey into all things Thomas De Quincey, and to historian Judith Flanders for leading me along dark Victorian streets. Introduction. We take strict laws controlling the sale of narcotics so much for granted that it comes as a surprise to learn that opium, from which heroin and morphine are derived, was legally available in the British Empire and the United States for much of the 1800s. Chemists, butchers, grocers, and even paperboys sold it. The liquid form was called laudanum, a mixture of powdered opium and alcohol, usually brandy. Almost every household owned a bottle, in the same way that aspirin is common in medicine cabinets today. The only pain remedy available, apart from alcohol, opium was dispensed for headaches, menstrual cramps, upset stomach, hay fever, earaches, back spasms, baby colic, cancer, just about anything that could ail anybody. Thomas De Quincey, one of the most notorious and brilliant authors of the 19th century, first experienced the drug when he was a young man suffering from a toothache. He described the euphoria he felt as an abyss of divine enjoyment, a panacea for all human woes, the secret of happiness. For 8 years, he used the substance occasionally, but by the time he was 28, he lapsed into lifelong dependency.